his second inaugural address on 4th of March, 1865, just a month before the end of the war and 1 month before his own death with the bullet of an assassin, Lincoln had this to say: "Neither party expected for the war the magnitude or the duration which it has already attained. Neither anticipated that the cause of the conflict might cease with or even before the conflict itself should cease. Both read the same Bible and pray to the same God, and each invokes his aid against the other. The prayers of both could not be answered. That of neither has been fully answered. The Almighty has his own purpose." He concluded, "With malice toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right, as God gives us to see the right, let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow and his orphan, to do all which may achieve and cherish a just and a lasting peace among ourselves and with all nations." Soon the Blues and the Grays were to go home. Men and women, North and South, had long since been ready for the cruel war to end, for the prisoners to be released, and for the country to begin to bind up its wounds. If any single song can be said to have expressed the emotions of Americans in the 1860s, it was Henry Tucker's "When This Cruel War Is Over," inscribed on its title page, "To Sorrowing Hearts at Home." Over 1 million copies of the sheet music were allegedly sold following its publication in 1863. The popular song had never been more intimately bound to the pulse